WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Happening now in Washington, Democrats are demanding Speaker Mike Johnson swear in the duly elected congresswoman from Arizona, who happens to be the critical vote needed to force a vote on releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files.
If I were a Republican, I would have already been sworn in,
says Congresswoman-elect Adelita Grijalva. The Senate will try for a ninth time today to approve government funding, a reporter calling it Groundhog Day. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
President Trump now says he will reveal a list Friday of, quote, Democrat programs that he will shut down permanently.
We're not closing up Republican programs because we think they work.
Today was the day tens of millions of retirees expected to hear the cost of living raise, but the Social Security data is on hold now. The UN Weather Agency says CO2 in our atmosphere hit a record last year. Growth rates are triple what they were since the 1960s. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For WMDX News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Savannah Tomei Olson. Lawmakers in both chambers of the state capitol yesterday spent hours debating dozens of bills, and one with broad support would take cell phones out of classrooms. Assembly Bill 2 requires school boards to ban students from using wireless communication devices during instructional time. That means cell phones and tablets, laptops, and gaming devices. Districts would have to adopt their policies by next July, with exceptions for emergencies or when a teacher lets students use them. But even with bipartisan backing, debate in the state Senate centered on when those phones might actually be needed.
I've had many folks within law enforcement reach out to me and say, I'm happy that these phones are not in these kids' hands during an emergency because they don't need to be sitting there and texting. They need to be making sure that they are safe, that they are listening to instructions.
Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, Republican from Appleton. She cites a Marquette Law School poll from this summer, which shows that nearly 9 in 10 Wisconsin voters support banning phones during class. Nearly three-quarters support banning them all school day. Democratic Senator Melissa Ratcliffe of Cottage Grove is against the bill. She says it could make lockdowns more dangerous and says school districts should set their own policies rather than the state.
Following a shooting or a community-wide emergency, a quick text message or a call is often the only way that a parent can confirm their child is safe or vice versa, mitigating widespread panic and unnecessary delays for first responders.
The measure passed the state Senate 29-4. It cleared the assembly in February and now heads to Governor Evers' desk. For WMDX News, I'm Shali Pittman.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers tapering off in the morning. Then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 60. For tonight, an isolated shower possible after midnight, a low near 49. On Thursday, an isolated shower possible mainly in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 67. Right now, it's 51.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Matt Rothschild this morning. The best protests are the big protests. What France does, they bring the entire economy to a halt.
We need those of us who have a microphone or have a platform to stand up and yell at the top of our voices. Look, this is not normal. It's time to study a little bit, get creative, and find ways that we can resist this authoritarianism that's coming down on our heads right now.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW political science professor Barry Burton and Professor Charles Franklin, the pollster from MU Law School. We discuss the shifts in Trump's approval ratings and the divide within Dems. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
92.7 WMDX. Warning, may cause smarter dinner conversations.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
Trump went on, I never like taking pictures from underneath angles, but this is a super bad picture and deserves to be called out. What are they doing and why? It's like he's a TikTok influencer yelling at her boyfriend for not knowing her angles. The photographer for Time could not be reached for comment. He is currently en route to El Salvador. But poor Kim Jong-un, his big day is ruined.
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, we love you, Jimmy Kimmel.
Speaking of which, Chris, who said, every morning is a game of who am I mad at today? Is it the Cracker Barrel logo? Is it windmills? Is it Bad Bunny? Is it the Nobel Prize? Or is it the turkey vagina slapping around under my chin?
The old guy in the Cracker Barrel logo.
No, that was Jimmy Kimmel. All right. So while it's kind of a joke, ha ha ha, about deporting people to El Salvador to be tortured, Our Gen Z overlord, as we like to call him, Victor Xi, the other one besides Bella.
Right.
When
right.
he tells us to do something, what do we say?
We do it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
With tears in our eyes, we say yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. He works with Mayor Bass here, who we've had on quite often. Lisa Sherman Nicholas is the executive director of Tennessee Progress and is someone we absolutely must talk to, as Victor tells us. So good morning, Lisa. Thanks so much.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know what? You are the perfect sort of embodiment of everything that's going on right now. You've said firsthand, you know, the struggle of trying to belong. You're Guatemalan. You immigrated to Nashville in 2001, correct, mm-hmm. with your family after you experienced violent incidents and threats in Guatemala. So you say that it was a rocky transition, culture shock, finding a community. But we don't hear enough from people, the immigrants that are, you know, what their experience is, because we're supposed to be a melting pot. It's right on the big statue, remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I moved here when I was 17 years old, and I had the privilege of speaking English. My dad's a citizen, but it was still a really big culture shock for me. We did not want to leave our home. My parents always imagined themselves retiring in Guatemala. That is where my mom's family is. That's where we have roots. But they made the really difficult decision, like so many immigrant families, to move here to protect their daughters. We had experienced a violent kidnapping of my youngest sister, who was eventually rescued. And they just realized that their dream of living in Guatemala was not worth the sacrifice and the danger to their kids. So they moved to Nashville when I was 17 years old.
Wow. Nashville's a great city. I've been there. I've sung a horribly off-key rendition of Sweet Home Alabama in some storefront. But anyway, Nashville's never recovered. But, you know, I love what you said. You said one thing a lot of folks don't realize about Tennessee and Nashville in particular is we have one of the fastest growing immigrant populations in the country. At metro schools, more than 140 languages are spoken. A large number of immigrants in Tennessee come from Mexico. Nashville has the largest Kurdish population outside of Kurdistan. Somalia is a population that's growing. We have a sizable Indian population and a Burmese population. Mm-hmm. I mean, for people from, you know, around the country, you think, oh, it's just a country redneck kind of state, but it's really not, is it?
No, it's like many cities across the South. We're new gateways for immigrant communities who move here because of the affordability, the availability of jobs. They're putting down roots. And so what you're seeing is a little bit of a culture clash, right? As folks move in to not just Nashville, but small towns across Tennessee, native-born Tennesseans are wondering, well, is English losing its currency? Is Islam the new religion as they see a mosque going up? And instead of having elected officials who help them process those changes and understand them, you have elected officials who are exploiting that fear and stoking it in order to win races.
Well, talk about what's happening politically in Tennessee. We've had Gloria Johnson on. Am I getting the right state, or am I being a big city liberal? And both of the Justins we've had on.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's surprising stuff, I think, happening in Tennessee. You know, a lot of these places, you know, that they say are red states oftentimes are purplish or they're voter suppression states. I mean, it's, you know, that's obviously what's happening in Texas with the redistricting. It's already been a gerrymandered to the gills. But talk about politically what's happening in Tennessee.
Yeah. You know, Senator Charlene Oliver, one of our state senators here, likes to say, we're not a red state, we're an oppressed state. Mm. And that has happened very systematically over the last 15 years, where Republicans have made it so much harder for Democrats to win. They have gerrymandered our districts. In 2020, we were set to have a queer, Black, progressive woman take over a congressional seat in Nashville. And what they did instead was redraw all the districts and cut that seat completely out. They have repressed our ability to register voters. And so one of the things that we have been doing over the last 10 years is building up an electoral muscle, working to get out the vote for progressives, for new American electorate, because the suppression has been so rampant that it's our job to now build that muscle of turning out to vote in every single election.
Lisa, you know, it's interesting you say it, because we're experiencing this out here in California. It kills me that it seems like when they can't win, they do find new and different ways to try to cheat, right? Like, first of all, Representative Grijalva won by, what, 60 points?
Yeah.
And it's over a month, and she still hasn't been seated. Yeah. So the attorney general there might have to sue to get her. So, you know, because they couldn't do a recall or whatever, you know, the stuff they've tried to do in North Carolina and elsewhere, because she won by such an overwhelming. So then they, well, we're just not going to seat her. You know, I mean, out here in California, we have our, obviously, what is it, five is on the ballot coming up. But this is how ridiculous it is, Lisa. California Secretary of State pushed back against a torrent of misinformation on social media sites claiming the mail-in ballots for our November 4th special election are purposely designed to disclose how people voted. She refuted claims by some Republicans and far-right partisans that holes on the ballot envelopes allow election officials to see how Californians voted on Prop 50. She said the small holes on the ballot envelopes are the accessibility feature to allow sight-impaired voters to orient themselves to where they're required to sign the envelope. But here we go, right? They're going to do anything to try to stop this from happening in California. Weber said voters can insert ballots and return envelopes in a manner that doesn't reveal how they voted. But they're just, because I think we're ahead by like 20 points here on this redistricting bill here. So they're, again, talking about, oh, they got to cancel it, they got to throw it out because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, and what you're saying is this is how authoritarians operate. The reality is voters across the country from Tennessee to California, we all want the same things. We want to be able to feed our families. We want to have good jobs. We want to be able to afford childcare. And rather than talking about those issues and hitting at those issues, they're distracting us from their failure, because the reality is the Republican Party cannot deliver for working class families.
Yeah.
And that's why here in Tennessee, we're organizing around a special election that is happening this year for Congressional District 7. It is the last special election, the last election this year. before the midterms in November. And we have started the Tennessee Rise Pact to encourage voters to get out the vote for Afton Bain, who is a young progressive who has been fighting to eliminate the grocery tax in Tennessee and really talking about the bread and butter issues that are going to impact all of us.
You know, I have to ask you if it gives you some hope. It gives me some hope that if you're looking at polling, Americans, despite that some of them held mass deportations now signs, they're like, not this. They're watching what ICE is doing, what the military is doing to our cities. We've just declared a state of emergency here in Los Angeles because of how bad and how brutal these ICE raids are. I mean, it seems like Americans, thank God, are saying, not like this. Even Joe Rogan's like, oh, I didn't mean this, right?
Yeah, even the voters at the door. I was knocking on doors last week and I talked to an African-American man who's lived in the same house since 1952. He works for our sheriff's office. And he said that he is absolutely appalled by people being kidnapped off the streets. And for him, it evokes what his people have gone through in the South through the Jim Crow era. And folks are fed up. They don't want to see it. And they're ready to organize. They're ready to have a vehicle to have their voices heard. And that's why we need your support here in Tennessee in this congressional district. Because if we can win this district and flip it from red to blue, we can put a stop to Trump's agenda in Congress.
I guess, you know, the good news is we have so many cell phones. And, you know, as governors like Pritzker and also others are saying, keep filming, keep putting it online because they can't lie about stuff. This thing I hadn't seen before, at least I don't know if you have. ICE has been using a full body restraint device called the WRAP during deportations. I just saw a video of this. Associated Press spoke to a number of people who said they were placed in the device after they had already been shackled. The manufacturer says the device is intended for violent individuals, but detainees claim it's to intimidate or punish them. ICE's use of the WRAP has continued despite safety concerns expressed 2 years ago by a watchdog division. I mean, it's just these inhumane tactics they're using are really insane.
Absolutely, and we know they're not going to stop with immigrants. We know that their ultimate goal is to make America white again. And so that's why all of us have to unite, because this is not just about immigrant families, but this is a calculated effort to suppress Black and brown people in this country and to institute, you know, racial capitalism. And so we have to be organized. We have to be united. And we can do that by electing candidates who are going to represent our communities. And that's why Congressional District 7 is so important to us. We know from the polling that we actually have an opportunity to flip a district here in deep red Tennessee, where the district has been so gerrymandered. But we've got an exciting candidate, Afton Bain, who is running on cutting the grocery tax, saving our hospitals, building roads, the things that we know that working class Tennesseans and all Americans really want to see our members of Congress taking action.
You know, I've family in the South. My sister lives Salisbury, North Carolina. But, you know, North Carolina is the next state in the South. They're trying to, you know, they're going to try to gerrymander because North Carolina has been very, you know, bluish, voted for Obama, been purplish. Right. But it's just, I mean, the tactics they've gone to in that southern state have been pretty extreme. I mean, I can't remember, was it the judge, whoever won by, you know, they just keep disputing. She won by a lot. And they just keep, you know, trying different ways to suppress the vote, don't they?
Well, and here's a little secret that nobody likes to talk about, but the South is actually the linchpin in the fight for our multiracial democracy. Yeah. This is where that fight started. It's where it's being waged and where it ultimately will be fulfilled. And that's why we often say to folks, please do not write off the South, because what happens here is a canary in the coal mine for the rest of the country. And if we can win here, we can win anywhere. And so we need folks who are not from Tennessee, folks from California to Seattle to New York, who are investing in the work that is happening in the South, because our futures are tied together.
Yep. Let's do it. Let's retake that the South will rise again. Let's make it about the South will rise again from white supremacy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's pick that phrase. Lisa Sherman Nicholas is the executive director of Tennessee Progress, doing great work. And please support her. Lisa, thanks so much for taking time.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Make sure you tell Victor Shi, give us a gold star. We're so scared of him.
All right.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
There are the people who are going to take care of us in the old radio person's home, Chris.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Be very, very nice to Bella. Uh-huh. 19 minutes after the hour. She's not perfect. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you waking up with that. Ugh, you got the ick and the dreck and the runny nose, and what do you got?
Yeah, all of it.
What do you do? You tough it out, get sick, have to take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours in urgent care. There are none of those, none of the above. That's not good options. You know what is a good option?
What?
Opening my medical emergency kit like mine right here.
Oh.
I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, nip it in the bud. It is not a first aid kit. There's doctor-prescribed meds in there to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. They hooked me up with a doc when I signed up, and there's strong antibiotics in there. Strep throat, pneumonia, UTI, bronchitis. There for that. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are right in my kit. Get yours. In just minutes, it'll be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Who are those freaks?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-209-4324. 800-209-4324. 800-209-4324. 209-4324. That's 800-209-4324.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Oral arguments in Louisiana versus Calais are scheduled for October 15th in the U.S. Supreme Court, with interpretation of the 14th and 15th Amendments under debate and the Voting Rights Act in the balance. The 14th Amendment enshrines civil and legal rights of formerly enslaved Americans. Section 1 says in part, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States." And in what became known as the Equal Protection Clause, "nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." The 15th Amendment states, "The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude." But Black, Native, and other minority voters faced another 100 years of discrimination before Congress enforced it with the Voting Rights Act of 1965. President Lyndon Johnson told Congress,
"Our fathers believed that if this noble view of the rights of man was to flourish, it must be rooted in democracy. The most basic right of all was the right to choose your own leaders. The history of this country, in large measure, is the history of expansion of that right to all of our people."
Find a live stream link for the October 15th, 10 a.m. arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm on top of the world.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Yeah. Malcolm Nance coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Walsh, our buddy, our pal, our friend, tweets, the ceasefire enacted yesterday was pretty much the same ceasefire that was on the table last fall, and Netanyahu ignored it then. It wouldn't be surprising at all that Trump told Netanyahu then not to agree to any ceasefire before the 2024 election because it would help elect Harris. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. I don't hi. Tapper, tapper. Mainstream media. I haven't seen any reporting on that. Yeah, did you see this, Chris? Breaking. Israel plans to have aid into Gaza,
yep.
Accusing Hamas of violating ceasefire with slow release
yeah.
of dead hostages. Seth Abramson says, what? The fake ephemeral bolt, narrow-ass deal Trump had others negotiate for him so he could do a twisted whirlwind one-day victory lap is falling apart in under 48 hours. Who could possibly anticipated that? I, for one.
But, the same party that did rescissions?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Michael in Illinois. Hey, Mike.
Yes, I like to talk about the important issue of 17-year-old kids, young people, voting in the primary elections in the United States in 21 states. Now, most people in the United States, the elections coming up, the primaries are very important. We got to vote against Trump. We got to get Trump out. And by electing a lot of Democrats in the primary, that would be a good idea. Now,
can we exclude young Republicans? Is there any chance?
Yeah, especially the ones
yeah.
in that single
no.
chair.
Yeah. By the way, can I just say this ridiculous, good for, I don't know, people are getting a little bit of a spine pushing back on this ridiculous Pentagon.
Yeah.
He's worried about, he's the one that leaked all this classified information on Signal.
Yep.
And he's, so now he's blaming reporters. And good for them, even Fox News, for pushing back and going, no, you don't get to spoon
even
feed
Newsmax.
Us what information
right.
you want.
Even Newsmax.
Right. Yeah. And Fox.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good for, good. Hey. Fox News, as I've always said, hero of democracy. Oh.
That's not what they called you last time you were on.
I'm going to go to hell for that. Hey, by the way, you know who's going on Fox is Mom Dami. And I
yes.
say good for him.
I think that's a great
yeah.
idea.
As you know, I don't have the courage or the stomach to go on Fox News anymore.
Or the
nor
invites.
Am I invited anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was my goal. No, but I think it's good. Good for him, right? They keep demonizing people and making them into boogeymen.
Sure.
And meanwhile, you know, he's way ahead.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And he's got...
I feel like Cuomo doesn't know, like, no means no.
Right.
Just
no.
ask any of the women that work with him. Just yeah. New York already said no.
And he's got rock-solid convictions, so, you know, any question they throw at him,
but he's way ahead,
answer.
And I
yeah.
think he could demonstrate why, because he ran on, you know, a real affordability
that's right.
campaign that I think, you know, I would think more Fox viewers are open to now, given that... by the way, thanks for handing us this issue, Hakeem Jeffries, about the Argentinian bailout.
This isn't an America first act. This
Thank
is an
you.
Argentina first act.
That's right.
And if Donald Trump can find $20 billion to bail out his right-wing dictator friend in Argentina, it's extraordinary to me that Republicans are unwilling to even have a discussion about how we address the health care crisis that they've created, which, of course, includes the largest cut to Medicaid in American history.
Yeah, Malcolm Kenyatta said, Trump is bailing out Argentina with our money.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance is trying to bail out young Republicans who celebrated rape, gas chambers, and Hitler in private messages. They can't focus on the real needs of
that's
the
right.
American people. And that's, in my opinion, how Mamdani won in New York. I feel like people are going to go, oh, well, if that's socialism, sure, we'll have some more of that then.
Yeah, Ron Filipowski said, if you can't sell your soybeans because of Trump's tariffs after Argentina stepped in and took your customers, you can take solace that the guy who you voted for also just gave $20 billion of your tax dollars to the country that is bankrupting you.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy to understand. Yeah. And you know, any interviews I've seen with farmers, they seem to get it. You know, I mean, it's what do we keep saying about this ridiculous trade stuff? The rest of the world has moved on. We've lost a lot of our markets, maybe forever. Yep. They're all trading with each other now.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust us.
Malcolm Nance next.
WMDX, almost as addictive as your group chat.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For WMDX News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Savannah Tomei Olson. Northwoods State Senator Mary Felskowski says she's not seeking a run for higher office in 2026. In a statement on Monday, the state lawmaker from Tomahawk said she would remain a state senator after, quote, months of thought, prayer, and discussions with my husband, unquote. Senator Felskowski has been rumored as a potential candidate for both Congress or for governor next year. If she had decided to run in the governor's race, she would have faced several challengers in the Republican primary, including Congressman and former state lawmaker Tom Tiffany, along with Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and medical technician Andy Mansky. The city of Madison has started planting trees. Urban forestry crews started their fall planting season at the start of the week. They're planning to plant about 850 trees along City of Madison streets into November. City arborists picked about 28 different species of trees to be planted. The city says it's to ensure a diverse and resilient canopy. Another tree planting season begins in the spring when the Capital Times newspaper reports the Capitol Square is set to get a makeover. The two-year project will cost over $6 million and will upgrade sidewalks and the stormwater system that's caused leaks in the Capitol basement. The sidewalks were last replaced in 2001. Construction crews will work on one section of the square at a time. Organizers of the Dane County Farmers Market say they're coordinating with Capitol Police to plan around construction. The project's expected to be completed in spring 2027. For WMDX News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers tapering off in the morning, then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 60. For tonight, an isolated shower possible after midnight, a low near 49. On Thursday, an isolated shower possible mainly in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 67. Right now, it's 51.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, TV host, and host of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel. Then Tim Sowers from the Overture Center joins me to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Services, Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
¶¶
In that Antifa, they want to bring down American society. They are working against the American people. What would that be? What would that be called?
It's organized crime. They're completely organized. They're at all of these events. They're encouraging violence. They're calling everyone fascist, but it's more than that. It's hurting the American people. And that's why they're no different than MS-13 or any gang out there.
Okay. That would be Pam Bondi calling Antifa? Worse than MS-13.
Yep.
That was after Christy Noem called us Hamas and what else? Okay. Yeah. Somebody that might know a little bit about actual terrorists might, have some thoughts.
We can dance if we want to. If we don't, somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with a pole. Well, let's the Malcolm Nance.
Wow.
Well, let's the Malcolm Nance.
Malcolm, I can tell you there is nothing organized about the Democratic Party or any liberal I know. But apparently we're an organized terrorist group now. Beyond the jokes, this is really dangerous rhetoric, right? And it's on purpose before the No Kings rally, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I wrote some tweets and comments, and I actually have a Substack coming out about this. This is without a doubt. We are at the point of danger now. This administration has convinced themselves, based on their own fantasies, wrapped within their heads, watching footage that's 5 and 10 years old, and have decided that Americans, I wrote a whole book about this, right? They want to kill Americans, that other American citizens now need to be designated as equal to a foreign terrorist group or armed vigilante gang or armed gangs in El Salvador. In an effort to poison the mind of one third of the electorate to attack and potentially kill another third of the electorate. If that sounds familiar, that's what Adolf Hitler did. He won with 33% of the vote. He got the other 33% to join together to try to wipe out the democratically elected 33%. We are in a very, very, very dangerous place right now.
Well, I don't know what else you call it when you're sending red state, you know, troops into blue states without their permission. That feels inciting of a civil war or whatever you want to call it. When you openly say Insurrection Act, you know, and even a Trump judge says it has no relation to reality, what you're saying is happening in Portland or Chicago. Yeah. It's a very dangerous, you're absolutely right. It's a really dangerous spot.
Well, what we're seeing here is quite simple. It's military occupation. And he's sending forces from people who he thought from states that were supposed to be Trump supporting. Let me tell you something. These guardsmen go where they're ordered because that's their job for the weekend, right? So when they get mobilized and activated, they'll go there. But with few exceptions, the force is 40 to 45% African-American, Latino, and women.
Yeah.
And they're not going to go out and start shooting people. We haven't even seen any evidence of where they actually are other than doing support. It's ICE, the secret police, the new American Gestapo. And I will call them that professionally because what they are doing is the technical term in my manual that is used throughout the world, the Terrorist Recognition Handbook, is state terrorism. Where all instruments of government and law enforcement and the intelligence apparatus carry out acts of terrorism in order to intimidate the entire nation into a state of fear. That's what ICE is doing.
Yeah. You quoted Obama. When you see the administration suggest that ordinary street crime is an insurrection or a terrorist act, that is a genuine effort to weaken how we have understood democracy. And George Conway said authoritarianism is a cancer and it's growing, metastasizing in America now. You are the cure. Do your part and join us on Saturday. Do it for your country, for the Constitution, for your freedoms while you still can. I mean, I don't know about you, Malcolm, but it's made me double and triple down on finding a No Kings rally to go to, them trying to bully and threaten us, right?
Absolutely. To everyone hearing the sound of my voice, here's where I'm going to go shouty. I know I was rather calm earlier. Every one of you who is listening had better do something this Saturday. And when I say something, I don't mean you don't have to go to one of the big rallies. Just put up a sign in front of your house. Just carry one down to do what I'm doing. I'm trying to get FAFOPAC, right? FAFOPAC.org. Go there and you'll see there is a link for you to go and do your own overpass takeover. Go to a highway overpass, dress in an inflatable Tyrannosaurus dress, Rex or unicorn, bring a big blanket or sheet sign down there that says whatever you want. No Kings. Do it. Steph, I don't know if you've already noticed, but we called about 2 weeks ago for everyone in the major cities to start turning out in inflatable costumes, not just the one guy that was Frog.
We say it here.
It is taking fire.
We say it here. America does it.
That's right.
Also, we highly recommended the T-Rex costume because then you don't have to get the check after the rally.
Yeah.
You can just be like, oh, I'd get brunch, but I can't.
stupid.
That is stupid.
Uh-huh.
You retweeted Robert Reich, who said the future of the Democratic Party must be rooted in investing in the American people, not Wall Street corporations and consultants. Otherwise, Trumpism will continue to use cynicism, racism, and distrust to divide America. I don't know if you've seen these young Republican texts, but I think the most surprising thing is it's not surprising. This runs through the whole party. What, you know, who's surprised that their demon seed that they're training to take over are exactly as sexist, racist, you know, homophobic, you name it, as they are?
Yeah. Well, you know, I read that this morning. I got up about 4 a.m. because I have crazy jet lag. And I'm reading this article and I'm reading the text, right? Anyone who doesn't vote, who votes no on this, we'll send them to the gas chambers. You know, using the N-word fluently and religiously. My favorite one was the guy who says, if these texts ever get out, we're burned for real, for real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. What you are looking at, I'm sorry, people. There is a cadre of young involuntary celibates out there who decided the Republican Party is their pathway to future power. It's about getting recognized. These people will be rewarded for those texts with jobs.
Yeah.
They will be rewarded with positions in Homeland Security.
This is what, Aaron Parnas said, leaked texts show young Republicans across the country making anti-Semitic, racist, xenophobic remarks, all while angling for a Trump endorsement in inter-party race. I mean, and by the way, when you say incel, Bella, are you with me? When you see their pictures, I'm like, oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Choose the bear.
So, yeah, and by the way, you also retweeted George Conway just on what's the, ignored their final command, what you've seen with your own eyes and ears. He said there's absolutely zero chance a man who took $50,000 in cash in a paper bag from an FBI agent on camera would have been appointed to any position by any other president. I mean...
And have them vouch for it, because to them, you know, I mean, they ramped this guy up. They were like, dude, small potatoes. I had 50,000. You got to get a couple of billion in Bitcoin, yeah. Right? Then you can come play with us. We'll show you how. You know, one of the things that I think we have to do as a body of resistance is that we've got to, and I say this all the time, stop playing the micro-narrative game. We find these little stories fun and interesting. But your answer to that should be, this is a continuing criminal enterprise. The entire administration, did I say administration?
Yeah.
The entire regime, their sole function is to make money, steal money, use government to abuse people to steal and make money. They're making money off of prisons. And when we come through with our Project 2029 or whatever we want to call it, Restoration 76, which is a name that I like. We need to make part of the mandatory Democratic platform that those people will not just be investigated, right? That we will dismantle the entire private prison system in America. You want to put people in a federal prison, you're going to have to be a federal facility that's funded. No more private money to do this, because they're now just, you know, I saw in Memphis, they're arresting black kids, putting them into ICE detention centers to get their cash funding up for that. They get paid some crazy amount of money, like, you know, $10,000 per person.
Yeah.
Same thing with these bounty hunters. We have got to stop saying, oh, Tom Homan took $50,000. This is a criminal enterprise pretending to be a government.
Top to bottom, yep. Mm-hmm. I saved one more for you because I know there's only so much bandwidth. But Dakota Post, the U.S. killed another six people in a fifth Caribbean strike. Trump said the people aboard a fishing boat off the coast of Venezuela were suspected of smuggling drugs. In total, that's 27 lives taken without justification under domestic or international law. Lesser actions have started wars, yet here we are. Why isn't the House Oversight Subcommittee on Military and Foreign Affairs looking into this? Oh, that's right. They aren't in session because they're hiding from the Epstein files. I mean, here we are, right? Just another day.
Look, Steph, it doesn't matter if there's a House Oversight or House Intelligence Committee. They don't care about them. You saw the way Bondi steamed in there the other day. She had notes reminding herself to be a mean, you know, to go in there and to be as rude and as angry as possible. She only does this to entertain Fox News and to make them think that they're going up against the libs and they're trolling the libs. They don't care. What we need to start saying is that in the next administration, if it's Gavin Newsom or whoever, that the Democratic Party had better promise war crimes trials and that these people will not be exempt from being sent to The Hague the way they've always said. We don't send people to The Hague because our system of government justice is perfect. We've got a Supreme Court that would uphold a pardon of these people who are killing people. And I'm sorry, I'm speaking to the members of the armed forces, whoever's shooting these drones. You have no immunity for war crimes trials.
Yeah. Speaking of The Hague, have you seen, you know, Jack Smith spoke out recently? And I thought the fact that they've tried to smear this guy as some, I don't know, partisan hack. He's a prosecutor at The Hague.
Right.
He has like a sterling reputation. He was following the laws and the facts, right? I mean, I was saying we're literally the dumbest timeline when Eric Trump says Jack Smith planted the folders in Mar-a-Lago of classified info. He wasn't even appointed yet.
Oh my God. You know, but again, this is where we're discussing the minutiae of these things. You know, the whole thing about Jack Smith. Eric Trump also made that stupid statement that Letitia James has a felon living in her house and that you shouldn't be allowed to have a felon living in your house. Dude, look upstairs.
You got a
34-time convicted felon. You guys got to maintain the meta narrative. Continuous criminal enterprise. Most corrupt administration in the history. These guys make the robber barons look like pikers.
Wait, that's why I saved a joke for you. A heroin addict, a sex offender, a dog killer, and a 34 times convicted felon walk into a bar. The bartender says, sorry, folks, we don't allow Trump cabinet meetings here. That's funny.
One last thing. Hey, Christy Noem. No one should ever refer to her as anything other than the dog killer.
Yeah.
You want to change the meta narrative? Let's change it around her. I don't care about cosplay Barbie. I don't care about her being sexy cop. She's a dog killer, and that's all you need, puppy killer, and that's all you need to know about her.
Yeah.
So that being said, don't forget, go to No Kings this Saturday. Every one of you turn out. We need to exceed the 11 million we had before. Take over an overpass.
And as Malcolm always says, keep up the mockery, keep up the satire. One last one. T. Mitchell says, the irony of Christy Noem trying to convince people that the armed masked Gestapo shoving brown people into unmarked cars and disappearing them are the good guys, and the calm crowd dressed as frogs and unicorns are terrorists. We are in the dumbest timeline. And
dumbest timeline.
Yeah. But I just double and triple your, conviction to get to a No Kings rally wherever you are.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, my Substack this week, I'm interviewing the top three journalists from Portland to discuss the ever-living H-hole that they are in. And I want to know how many guardsmen show up at Voodoo Donuts every day. That's the question that I have. So, you know, you'll be getting a live report from the Portland Mercury and other journalists who are sitting there watching this occupation of their city in real time.
Oh, my God. That's the most giant black dog I've ever seen behind you. Oh, my God. What is that thing?
It portends the coming of an American revolution.
That's the dog from The Omen. All right, love you. Love you, Malcolm.
See you next week.
Thanks, Malcolm.
It's all for you, Malcolm. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of collagen products, by the way, not just a waste of money. They can be dangerous. You got to do your research. Drop it. Drop that tub from Amazon. Oh, God.
Okay. You got to get the good stuff, right? Because collagen is the most abundant protein in your body. That's why so many of us, when we age, we lose collagen, and we're returning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. I do one scoop a day in my coffee.
Yeah.
Totally flavorless. Don't even know it's in there, and I get all that good stuff. Liquid's best way to absorb it, and I don't have to take all those separate supplements for hair, nail, skin, digestion. It's all in there. Check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, and get a special offer right now, a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping for the good stuff. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Oh, yes, here she is, Stephanie Miller, host of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah, we got the group in the house tonight.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Proceeding was brought to you by Zepa. With over 500,000 sold, Zepa is the only FDA-approved mouthpiece that has a 91% success rate in silencing snoring. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Save over 24% off by going to Zepa.com and using the code Stephanie today.
Text fees may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
There's nothing quite like the perfect fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert team offers one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. It's luxury tailored to real life where confidence is never compromised. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and a fit that flatters at every angle. Visit their brand new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Or service and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth. It was so cold and rainy yesterday here in L.A., right?
It was very cozy weather.
I wore my long sleeve Cozy Earth pajamas. I love them so much. Bamboo stretch knit pajamas made from viscose from bamboo. That's why they are so insanely soft, stretchy, lightweight, and temperature regulating. Then the bubble cuddle blanket. Oh, my God. It's totally bubble cuddle blanket season, you guys. It's just, it transforms your couch, your bed, you name it. I keep mine draped over the sofa, just saucily, just lounging there. It instantly makes the room feel warmer, more inviting. The plush textured faux fur, not just stunning, it is nap-inducing. Binge sessions, book reading, chilly nights, it elevates all of it. Here is the best part. Cozy Earth backs everything. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankies, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go to CozyEarth.com, type in Stephanie at checkout for 40% off your new favorite PJs and blankies. CozyEarth.com. Type in the code, Stephanie. 55 minutes after the hour, Carlos Alzraqui is a fine American and therefore has jury duty.
Yes, he does.
However, he posted, I'm going to carbo load this Sunday for the No Kings Day with a large stack of Antifa's waffles. I don't know what that means, but...
All right.
Okay. And he said, sharing with friends, How to Defeat ICE One Book at a Time, Saturation of Church and Hate, by our dear friend John Fugelson, who will join us tomorrow this
yes,
week.
Yes, it's all cattywampus this week.
All right, Don in Denver, loving him some Malcolm Nance. Hello, Don.
Hey, good morning, Steph. Good morning, beautiful people. How y'all doing?
Hi, good. I'm talking to you, Lonnie. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm talking to everybody. Beautiful people.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hey, I just wanted to say, guys, you know, you, Steph, you got so many wonderful guests. But I remember, I think earlier in the summer, Malcolm mentioned about putting up signs, and I take my cues from Malcolm, and so I appreciate being able to follow up right after the interview with him, and I'm on my third sign. I'm putting up a sign this weekend and right before the No Kings rally this Saturday. So,
I've seen the freeway signs. Have you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Malcolm said to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The signs on the overpasses.
And I wish it would be. Yes, ma'am, and I hope there's some more as we go, you know, as we get closer to Saturday. But my first sign got took down, but the second one's been up for like 3 weeks now, so I just found a better place to put it. But it's right off the highway so you can see it. So
good for
but,
you.
That's all I wanted to say to you guys. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Don.
We love you, Denver, City by the Bay.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Malcolm sent yet another quote. Are you ready?
Okay.
Who said call it democracy or call it democratic socialism, but there must be a better distribution of wealth within this country for all God's children? Who said that?
The Blue Falcon.
No, that was Martin Luther King.
Oh.
Okay. All right. As you forget, where was I here? I have one more guess the quote for you. I cannot wait until voters tell Republicans, you took food from my mouth, you took the roof over my head, and you're why I don't have health care. I'm going to make sure you don't have a job. Who said that?
Plastic Man and Baby Plaz.
No. Representative Jasmine Crockett, who is the most essential American in
It was a cartoon in the 80s on NBC.
Okay. Straight over Bella's head. Okay. Speaking of Jasmine Crockett, thank you. Spitting some more truth that not enough people are saying, particularly in the media.
He's fallen asleep. He forgets that he appointed Jerome Powell. We would have added January 6th if we had dropped. He forgot he was president on January 6th. The rest of the world did not. So there is something happening, and this is based on what actual medical professionals have told me, mentally as well as physically.
We have some worse sound when we come back, but someone posted, Representative Crockett isn't playing. She just launched an investigation into the cover-up of Trump's failing health, calling out his visible cognitive decline, demanding the same scrutiny Biden got. Accountability isn't partisan. If you're fit to lead, prove it. If not, step aside, period. Thank you. Thank you for calling out the elephant in the room. 58 minutes after the hour, we roll along Stephanie Miller's show.
Talk radio for people who mute their TVs. 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on location for the Majestic Theater in Waukesha, Wisconsin for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Filmmakers, former Packers, all on the show.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Right now, the Supreme Court is hearing Republican arguments challenging the Voting Rights Act, which forbids racial discrimination in voter districts. A ruling for Louisiana could greenlight other states to redraw their maps and eliminate black and Latino seats. Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to swear in Arizona Congresswoman-elect Adelita Grijalva. She says it's because he knows she's the vote needed to force a showdown on releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files.
He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability. That is not leadership. That is obstruction.
In the Senate, they're going to vote again today to try to end the shutdown, but the ninth time probably won't be the charm as Democrats demand the restoration of health insurance coverage for millions about to lose it. The flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza is resuming after a two-day break. Israel says one of the four bodies handed over by Hamas is not a hostage. This is ABC News.